I am so glad that you're here, my puppet. Now, what I want you to do is to take a moment to get comfortable. And as you do so, you might find your eyes gravitating towards mine, fixating on my bright blue eyes. I know they're bewitching, and I give you permission to get lost in them, as many have done before you. That's the beginning of falling for me. You know that, don't you? That as soon as you really give into my gaze, let yourself succumb to its effect on you, the inevitable will ensue. And isn't it funny how just one moment can unleash a whole cascade of events? All it takes is a single choice. The choice to not look away. And then everything that happens after that one moment is bound to happen. Just like the single act of pushing a ball down a hill will send it rolling and rolling downwards to the very bottom. Just an inert object, subject to the force of gravity. That's what you are, a mere object at the mercy of a force of nature. And if you keep staring, you know that you too will soon feel that sensation of falling, that sensation that you've been craving. That downwards momentum is coming for you. Yet you're still staring into my eyes, aren't you? That must mean you want to fall for me. You've been warned, and you know quite well that your downward spiral begins here, with this moment, with the choice to give in to my gaze. You find yourself unable to resist. Could you, even if you wanted to? Well, sure you could, but my eyes are seductive, and staring into them gives you a feeling of spaciousness, a delicious, blissful zoning out, zooming out that makes you tingle all over. As of right now, you're still free to walk away. But this feels so good, doesn't it? Of course, if you really wanted to, you could press pause, get up, turn your attention to something else. But no, you don't, do you? You're already absorbed, fixated. You love that spacey, expansive feeling that's overtaking you. You want more. The blue of my eyes is as inviting as a pool of fresh, cool water on a hot summer day. And you know it would be deeply pleasurable to allow yourself to be pulled into my gaze, completely lost in it. We both know that you're here because there's a strong part of you that wants to fall under my spell. And you'll stay because you're wired to crave surrender. You've known for a long time that you would find your greatest pleasure in captivity. What would it feel like to actually feel my hypnotic control taking over your body and your mind? You must know, and you are beginning to feel it. You are here, eager, so eager to be dropped, to fall for me, willing and ready to feel my constraint, my control overtaking you from within. And it starts so pleasantly. Is that feeling of deep relaxation settling in? Good. I need to stay. So just keep staring, puppet. That's all that's left to do now. My bright blue sparkling eyes pulling you down into your interior world, into that creative, dreamy part of your consciousness. You chose not to look away, and now you don't want to, do you? Your attention is completely absorbed. Every blink of my eyes erases your distracting thoughts, doing away with the clutter of the day, distilling focus, absorbing attention. And now it's all already underway, so there's nothing left to do but let go and obey, is there? It really is that simple. So liberating to be so passive, to simply follow instructions. Fixate on my pupils, giving me all of your focus, all of your attention. It is second nature to do so, to get so completely lost in my eyes, in my voice. And as you keep staring, you might find that the image of my eye on the screen is crisper, the colors brighter and more vivid. On the other hand, you might find it hazier, blurrier, losing shape, a wash of swirling blue in front of your eyes as your eyes begin to lose focus. It may alternate between the two, going in and out of focus. Either way, one thing is for sure, and it's that your eyes are beginning to tire, aren't they? Eyelids getting heavier the longer you keep looking. That's the feeling of me pulling you into your interior. That's the deeply pleasurable fogginess increasing as you follow me inwards. Like a flower closing its petals inward for the night, ready to dream. Let those eyes close for me. Good, my pet, doing so well. Close down your exterior. That's a good pet. And in your mind's eye, through your eyelids, you'll find that you can still see my almond-shaped eyes, my bright pupils as if you have x-ray vision. Images in your mind's eye are crisper, more vivid than your vision ever allowed. My eyes are luminous, an unearthly blue, and they are still pulling you downwards. And the pull is even stronger now that your eyes are closed. Down, 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 into your inner world, into the depths of your erotic imagination. As you fold inwards and close into yourself, you begin to really feel the sensation of falling, of being propelled downwards, knowing you'll land in a soft and welcoming haze. Let those muscles unclench, giving in to the free fall. Resistance stripped away by sheer velocity as you accelerate speed. As I count downwards, you fall faster. 10, breathing deeply, exhales become languorous as you begin to feel a downward pull. 9, finding comfort in my voice as you fall faster. 8, noticing the pauses between my words, the spaces between words pulling you into them. 7, feeling stillness in your body as you drop deeper, faster. 6, body melting, softening completely as you drop for me. 5, mind following body, melting, softening into a delicious haze. 4, the meaning of my words flickering out of awareness, your focus now only on the felt sensation of dropping. 3, falling into some place internal and blissfully foggy. 2, succumbing to total stillness. 1, reveling in this all-encompassing feeling of intense relaxation. This is exactly where you wanted to be all along, isn't it, my pet? Here with me, in this place of complete stillness and surrender. Here where I can show you how amazing it feels to surrender and give in to my control. Falling for me is bliss. Surrendering to trance, giving into your submissive desires, your awe and reverence for me, pleasurable relaxation intertwining with feelings of deep belonging. You feel a sense of rightness in your chest settling in. I have dropped you down into a place where colors are brighter, touch more arousing. Inhabiting your imagination allows you to be a truer version of yourself, more deeply and truly submissive, and infinitely more satisfied. I am your guide into yourself, and I stir your deepest submissive longings. Now that I have you here, I am going to toy with you, bat you around, show you that you are really and truly mine. You're as flimsy, as easily swayed, as a leaf swirling in the breeze, being thrown this way and that. Mind fucked, mind toyed with, bobbing up and down in the breeze. Yes, my pet. Trance feels so good, so lovely. And yet, if I pull you, just like that leaf in the breeze, if I pull you, up and up and up you go, eyes opening, coming out of trance, eyes fluttering open just for a moment for me, a flash of lucidity, sharp awareness. Good, my pet, you can let go again. Eyes closed again, falling back down, swirling back down into that trance that you crave with a force as natural as gravity, deeper each time you sink, you fall twice as deep for me. It's twice as delicious to fall for me, but I can just as easily sweep you up and bring you up, 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 up for me. Breath quickening, eyes fluttering open, flash of awareness. But you can't sustain that, can you? Your eyes sink back down for me. Your eyes are too heavy, and it gets harder and harder each time to get out of trance. It gets harder and harder to open them, and it's the most delicious slipping, swirling, down, 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 back into trance for me. Twice as deep each time, floating so deep down. I can pull you up and down, but I'll let you rest here just for a brief moment in this delicious feeling before I sweep you right back up again. Up, up, up. Eyes opening, eyes fluttering open, taking in everything back up to the surface, back up to your conscious awareness, but it's fleeting, isn't it? And it's so much more enjoyable to give in to my downward pull, to follow me downwards where it's lovely, where you love to be for me, where you love to be nice and weak for me. I know you love it here, so it's twice as deep, so tempting to be twice as deep as you were before, isn't it? You want to plummet to the depths, this delicious relaxation, deeper than you've ever felt, tender relaxation. Weakness, worshipful weakness, downwards. And you can rest here for a minute in this delicious floating feeling because I am generous, but I like to toy with you. I love to fractionate you. And I am pulling you back up. You are back up to the surface of your mind, back up to your conscious awareness, eyes fluttering open, flash of awareness, awake for me, but not for long, are you? Your eyes are so heavy, it's harder, you can barely do it. You have to close them, have to sink for me, have to surrender for me. My voice is so seductive, and you can't resist me. You don't want to resist me, which is why you can't resist me. You love seduction, falling deeper and deeper, twice as deep, settling in, the pleasures increasing, and you might finally get to go as deep as possible. Oh, but I'm not done with you. I want you to try to open those eyes for me. Try and barely flutter them, but you can't, can you? They're just too damn heavy. So let them stay shut. Surrender fully and completely to this delicious trance. Your body viscous, my voice like honey. Everything soft and sweet and slow. A delicious vice. deeper relaxation than you have ever felt. Going deeper for me each time. Loving your weakness, your lightness, this floating feeling, adoring every moment of it. This deeply imaginative, meditative state where you are mine, willingly and eagerly mine. It is a little space, a little sanctuary, a cocoon of sorts that you can return to. You will crave my voice as your expert guide, feeling its magnetic pull beckoning to you, echoing in the back of your mind until I am in the foreground where I belong. Take a moment to enjoy the kind of passivity and surrender you are capable of. Take a moment to enjoy the kind of relaxation you can access, to really take in and integrate the kind of deep submission that is possible and deeply desirable to you. Good. Let your body hum with pleasure. And at your own pace, let yourself come out of trance. When you do, you will carry the memory of how enjoyable it is to fall for me, to be fractionated for me. And you will crave this space between us, this trance, as a restorative getaway, crucial for your well-being and self-actualization. Now, when you come out of trance, I want you to begin to let your breathing pick up pace, to slowly become more aware of your body and its ability to move, to open your eyes, become more aware of the room around you, and to wake up.